In this demo, Peter Myers is going to show how to develop KPIs and scorecards, which are fundamental building blocks for a SharePoint 2010 Performance Point Services dashboard.
In this demonstration, I'm going to use Dashboard Designer to create Performance Point KPIs and scorecards. So the starting point for this demonstration is using Dashboard Designer, I add a list that represents the data connections in my SharePoint site. And then into the data connections, I'm going to add a new data source. Analysis services is my choice. And I'm going to configure this analysis services data source to connect to the internet sales cube that I've developed in previous demonstrations in this series. So I provide a name for the data source, which is my internet sales. I then configure the server, the database, and the cube. Here on the time tab, we have the ability to configure the time properties, and this is important, and we'll refer back to this in the next demonstration we're building a filter when working with the time intelligence capabilities with this product. So we need to choose which dimension in our cube manages time. And then we can browse the membership and choose any member we want. And so I'm going to choose the very first leaf level member, being the 1st of August 2005. I'm going to specify that the granularity of it is a day. And on the calendar, it represents, I'm using American format here, the 1st of August 2005. Finally, for the levels of the hierarchy, so our calendar hierarchy has levels of year, quarter, month, and date, it wants to understand what is the granularity of each. It simply won't interpret our names. You'll see that they match almost identically. But having configured this at data source level, it's possible to perform some very sophisticated time transformations without having to write complex MDX for this. And we'll see this come through when we build some filters in the next demonstration. So let me right-click Save. This becomes the very foundation upon which KPIs, scorecards, filters, and reports will be based. So next I add a list representing the performance point content. And to fast track my development, because my data source already has a KPI, I'm simply going to right click and introduce the scorecard directly. And when I base it off an analysis services source, we have a wizard experience here. Having selected the data connection, we can then use it to either create new KPIs based off the measures or import the KPI definitions that are already in the cube. So here we are using the internet sales connection. Here is the option to create new KPIs or import. And when I import, it queries the structure of the cube and it presents to me a list of all KPIs. And here is the sales profitability KPI that I developed in a prior demonstration. So let's import it. I have the ability to slice that KPI by different members. For example, I might just want the USA results or particular time periods. I'm going to leave its definition open. I can add column members to the scorecard that's about to be created, but I'm going to leave that as well. And then I get to decide which list, and I only have one, that the KPI can be created in. And then when I click Finish, note here in the workspace browser the addition of both the KPI and a scorecard that has the KPI embedded into it. The scorecard I'm going to name Profitability Scorecard. But let's direct our attention first of all to the KPI. Because what we see here is that the KPI is made up of metrics of value, goal and status, and trend, which is identical to the way that Analysis Services defines KPIs. When we look at the data mappings, we'll appreciate that it's using an MDX function that says retrieve the KPI value from this named KPI. So it's referencing the calculations that the cube will deliver. I'm going to format these as percentage with two decimal places, so both the value and goal. And then when we look at the thresholds for status, we have 0.5, negative 0.5, and negative 1. Well, the cube developer will have documented or told you that actually 1 is the green, 0 is the amber, and negative 1 is red. And likewise for trend. zero is going up. Oh, excuse me, one is. Zero is no change, and negative one is getting worse. The painting here isn't correct, so if I switch to one metric back to the other, you'll see it fixes up the painting. And now that we've configured this KPI correctly, I can switch across to the scorecard, and on the Edit tab I can use the Update to refresh and see what the results are. So for sales profitability, we see we have value, goal and status, including a variation, and then trend that also includes variation, but this isn't really appropriate. So I come to the trend and the metric settings, and I say, don't put a value in there for either. We're only interested in the icon that is returned. So the details pane here on my right allows me to introduce other KPIs to build more sophisticated scorecards. I can bring in other metrics of KPIs. I can perform aggregations across the columns. But of interest to me now is that I can bring in the dimensions of my queue. And so I can say, well, I'm interested to know about sales profitability by product. Let's bring the products hierarchy in, and I'm going to drop it so it becomes a child of sales profitability. And what I'm interested in is the all member, and if I right click it, I'm going to say, and select also the categories. And now when I perform an update, we get to see all and all of the different categories that we have in the queue. Be careful not to interpret the results at this stage, because we're not slicing on any particular time period, so it's not a fair comparison between value and goal at this stage. In the next demonstration, I'm going to introduce filters, reports, and then assemble a dashboard from this scorecard.